News Talk 94.3, 95.5. I'm Greg Dunker, and this is American Heart Month. A lot of people have problems in this regard. Nobody knows that better than Dr. Stephen Hauser, who's president of the American Heart Association. And there's a new study out, doctor, that you folks have put out talking about what will happen if cardiovascular disease is left unchecked.
It's true. We have a new disease burden report that we put out based on analysis of current data that really shows us that the burden of cardiovascular disease and stroke, if left unchecked, will continue to rise and be a major cause of death in our country. It's already the number one killer of our population. And it will be ever more costly moving forward if we don't figure out how to do something to turn the current trends around.
What can be done? I mean, you've got, well, 123 million Americans with high blood pressure. You've got people that have strokes, heart disease. What can we do about this?
Yeah, so that's obviously the question that keeps me up at night. I think we can make sure that folks have access to the care that they need to do the simple things that can improve their health. Blood pressure is an interesting case. We have 50 years of research to tell us that hypertension is really bad for you in so many ways. And there are very, very effective therapeutics that people can use that will reduce and regulate their blood pressure and keep it in the normal range. So I think that's something, if we did that alone, I'm not saying we should do that alone, but if we did that alone, I think we would have a significant impact on heart disease, sudden death, stroke. The hardest thing to do, but maybe the most important thing to do, is work as a country to recognize that we have to do better maintaining a healthy lifestyle. And that's really tough. I think our ongoing obesity epidemic is having a negative impact on our health. And how to get people to maintain a healthier lifestyle is a very, very difficult thing to do. I struggle with it myself. But I think if we all work together, we can do more to improve everyone's health.
One of the things that I know your organization looks at beyond the individual, which I know you consider paramount, is the cost factor, the cost to that person, the cost to their employer, the cost to the country of all this bad health.
It's true. We've looked at the financial burden that cardiovascular disease and stroke places on the individual, but just as much or more so the country. So cardiovascular disease is a significant cost to our country. It constitutes about 20% of our total healthcare budget each year. And our new report says that if it goes unchecked, that by 2035,
which seems so far away, but it's not, we'll be spending
over $1 trillion, that's with a T, to deal with cardiovascular disease and stroke. To employers, you know, individuals with hypertension, diabetes, other health concerns, these cost days of work and obviously impact productivity of the entire country. And then, of course, as you said, we try to look at every person.
So once a person is unhealthy, their
life is not pleasant. And so we're trying to do things that can help them.
I'm guessing you probably are watching the current situation with Medicare, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and what might be done, what might go out, what might stay. I'm guessing you have some concerns about that sort of thing.
Of course we do. We're looking to see what direction,
you know, our leadership takes us in. I think we all agree that the Affordable Care Act needs to be tweaked. And so we're waiting to see what happens. But so many people rely on their insurance, their health insurance, to maintain their health. And
so I think
you know, maintaining people's ability to get care, especially preventive care, you know, an ability to get the simple things that folks need in order to maintain their health. I think those are paramount to where we hope the new healthcare will take us. So, you know, we sent letters, stating what we think are the most critical aspects to the new administration. And we're waiting, like everyone else in the country, to see what the new healthcare system will look like moving forward. And we reach out and ready to work with the new administration at any time to promote a healthcare system that will improve the health of all Americans. I'm sure we can all agree that a healthy America is an America that can be productive and maintain its leadership role in the world.
Talking with Dr. Stephen Hauser, who is president of the American Heart Association, and we've talked about blood pressure, weight being big factors. Are there any other factors that really have a bad impact, a negative impact on your cardiovascular health that we should really try to look at besides those two?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, if you go to www.heart.org and you look at My Life Check or Life Simple 7, if you Google Life Simple 7, you'll see the seven factors that we talk about most often, and blood pressure is one of them. Smoking is another one. And maintaining an active lifestyle. So get up, move around, don't smoke, eat as healthy as you can. And the things you can control are your blood pressure, and the other one is your cholesterol. We have very effective ways to manage those factors, and I think if we do those things, we'll all be healthier, and that'll make us happier, more productive.
You don't have to tell me about the quitting smoking. My wife and I did that 3 years ago, and we're very proud of that. Dr. Stephen Hauser, president of the American Heart Association. Listen, thanks for the thoughts on our health and the uncertainty with insurance and what might be coming down the pike. We appreciate the time, sir.
All right. Thank you so much.